Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Blaeholder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, George Blaeholder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Walt French. Batting second. The second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting third. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joe Hauser. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eddie Rommel. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Eddie Rommel. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes bunts towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. French moves to second. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and has French trapped. He races towards second and tags French for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 1 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Brannon takes first base on ball 4. McNeely moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes misplays the ball. That's an error on Dykes. McNeely moves to third. Brannon moves to second. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult bunts towards the right side of the infield. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. McNeely scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1 to nothing, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. French hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0 for 1 in the game. Blaeholder hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Mannion settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Mannion. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-0 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brannan hits a line drive to left field. Simmons throws towards Boley. Boley fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Boley. McNeely goes all the way around to score. Brannan moves to second. It's 2-0, Browns. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Brannan moves to third. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Schultz hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brannan tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive to left field. Maynish throws towards third. O'Rourke fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on O'Rourke. Fox moves to second. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-1 in the game. Boley takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boley. The throw from Mannion and he is out, Kress applying the tag. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rommel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. O'Rourke hits a pop-up towards short. Boley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-2 in the game. Mannion hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. French hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-2 in the game. Blaeholder hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brannan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haas for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hauser scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mainisch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a line drive into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tris Speaker pinch hits for Joe Boley. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rommel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blaeholder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Hosler now playing shortstop. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hosler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-3 in the game. Mannion hits a pop-up towards short. Hosler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. French hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. French reaches second base with a double. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Jimmy Dykes. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. French moves to third. Mickey Cochran pinch hits for Sammy Hale. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. French scores. Collins moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's Browns, 3, Athletics, 3. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. There goes Collins. The throw from Mannion and Collins is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Max Bishop now playing second base. Mickey Cochran now catching. Jimmy Fox now playing third base. George Blaeholder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blaeholder is 0-for-3 in the game. Blaeholder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McNeely bunts towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. Blaeholder moves to second. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brannan bunts towards third. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fox juggles the ball. That's an error on Fox. Blaeholder moves to third. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hosler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Haas hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-3 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 4 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 4 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. French settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rommel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Rommel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rommel is 0 for 3 in the game. Rommel takes first base on ball 4. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. French hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Bishop reaches second base with a double. French moves to third. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cochran is walked intentionally. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 4 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. French scores. Bishop moves to third. Cochran moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.